The racketeering-influenced and corrupt organizations law, known by the acronym RICO, was written in 1970 in response to organized crime, but it was always aimed at a wide variety of offenders, and over the years it's been aimed at a still widening class of defendants. For example, the law was expanded to cover conspiracies among those who smuggle and harbor illegal immigrants. And now, some employees of Tyson Foods have brought a civil suit under RICO that charges the poultry company with hiring illegals. Also, a man suing the Catholic Church for what he claims was sexual abuse committed against him when he was a small child by a school principal has also been brought under RICO. G. Robert Blakey, professor of law at Notre Dame University, drafted this law back in 1970. Professor Blakey, first of all, do suits against chicken companies and an archdiocese have a chance at all under RICO?
Well, I think that the chicken suit has a substantial chance. The Second Circuit, which sits in New York, in November, upheld a suit similar but not identical to the recent suit filed against Tyson Foods, similar in the sense that it involved illegal aliens, dissimilar in the sense that it was a competitor to a cleaning company, complained that his competitor, using illegal aliens, had an unfair and therefore illegal advantage with him, and the Second Circuit reversed the district court that had dismissed it and reinstated it and said it was right within the meaning of the act. One of the arguments in that case was that the proper party plaintiff would have been the employees rather than a competitor. And what we now have in the Tyson case is the employees themselves complaining that their wages were artificially depressed by the willingness of Tyson's Foods to conspire and bring in illegal aliens who would then work at artificially depressed wages. That sounds to me like a superb suit.
By the way, would you say conspire, under the terms of RICO, to prove a conspiracy, would you have to show that the company, in this case Tyson Chicken, dealt with somebody who contracted with smugglers to bring people across the border illegally into the U.S.?
Yes, you're going to have to show that Tyson's Food is complicitous. That is to say, it knew themselves or through a third party that it was bringing in illegal aliens in order that they could be employed at Tyson's Foods.
You would find a lot less of a chance here for the gentleman who says that when he was six he was abused by the Catholic school principal and they've been complicit in covering that up for all these years.
Well, let me say is I can't say on the air what I think of what the conduct of the bishops, of the priest and the bishops in covering them up. Nevertheless, the statute only applies to injury to business or property, and the allegations by the seminarian is that he was injured personally, and that's simply not cognizable in the statute. And moreover, the statute of limitations for the statute is 4 years. So I don't see much chance for that suit to succeed.
If there was a special reason back in the 60s and then in 1970 to write a law that would address the way the mafia was operating in those days, is it fair now to apply the same law to a poultry company, however badly it may behave,
well,
given that it's not it isn't a gangster organization?
Well, you know, Mr. Siegel, that was debated in Congress, in the Senate, and in the House. Organized crime was the occasion for the enactment of the statute, but it applies to any person. For example, when Michael Milken was operating Drexel Burnham by a pattern of fraud on Wall Street, the statute applied to him just as it did when Vito Genovese was applying his trade over on Mulberry Street in New York. So it applies to all God's children. The statute says any person. So when people ask me that kind of question, I say, what part of any don't you understand? The rules are the same for everybody.
And I gather, despite the story that I was told very persuasively many years ago, there is no truth that the choice of the four words racketeering influenced corrupt organizations was intended to spell out RICO as an homage to...
Little Caesar and Ever G. Robinson?
And that'll be the last of RICO?
Well, you know, I've been asked that over the years. And the only thing I've ever said about it in a public forum such as this is that I'm a movie buff, and I will neither confirm nor deny that that's how it was put together.
That's good enough for us. Thank you very much for talking with us today, Professor Blakey.
No, thank you for having me.
G. Robert Blakey, professor of law at Notre Dame University, and the person who drafted the Racketeering, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations Law, known as RICO.